This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the situation in West Asia has created challenging times as the region is a key hub for India's energy needs. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the nation will overcome the challenge as it did during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the Gulf nations for providing all kind of assistance to over 1 crore Indian diaspora during this time. He urged the people not to be misled by rumors and trust the information given by the government. The Prime Minister praised the role of My Bharat in engaging youth in nation building. Further, the Prime Minister said with the onset of summer in several parts of the country, it is time to renew commitment to water conservation. The Prime Minister also highlighted mass participation in environmental efforts, noting that over 2.51 lakh saplings were planted at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh in 1 hour, creating a Guinness World Record. Bhuvan Sarin, Assistant Director and Zonal Head East India, and Sirod Kumar Saikia, Territory Head Permanent Outreach Center Guwahati of Lovely Professional University, Punjab, called on the Governor of Arunachal, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak today. They briefed the Governor on the university's outreach initiatives. The Governor, who is the Chief Rector of the Rajiv Gandhi University, underscored the value of inter-university exchanges to promote mutual understanding, unity in diversity, and a strong sense of national identity along with global exposure. The Governor further advised joint exploring linkages with incubators, innovation hubs and entrepreneurs to nurture job creators. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Saturday emphasized the state's vast natural and resource potential, reiterating the state government's commitment to converting these assets into sustainable revenue through well-defined policies. Officials from the National Hydroelectric Power Corporation, who accompanied the Chief Minister, said the Subansiri Hydroelectric Power Corporation hydroelectric project is expected to generate 2,000 MW of power by December 2026, making it the largest hydroelectric project in the country. In a significant initiative highlighting both development and tourism potential, the Chief Minister, along with his state cabinet, undertook a high-speed river journey covering around 45 km along the Subansiri River from the project site to the Sibe Rite confluence. In the Under-23 Tri-Nation Football Championship 2026, India has booked their place in the final by beating Bhutan by 5-0 at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh, on Saturday. Further, India and Tajikistan will battle it out to win the championship in the finals on the 31st March at 7 p.m. On the fourth day of the first Khelo India Tribal Games weightlifting men's section, Ruba Tadu of Arunachal Pradesh won gold in the 88-kilogram category, and Lalu Taku, also from Arunachal Pradesh, clinched gold in the 94-kilogram category. In football section, Arunachal men's and women's teams have reached the semi-finals with one group match with still remaining. In medals tally, Arunachal is at fourth position with 4 gold medals. More than 3,000 athletes from 30 states and union territories are participating in 7 disciplines. The Deomali Forest Division successfully rescued a stranded Himalayan black bear cub, estimated to be approximately 1 month old, from Borduria village under the Deomali subdivision in Tirap district on 26 March. Ponpong Rutum reported to the department, and Wanghon Lete, who found the cub, informed the forest department. The cub was subsequently handed over yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.